Namaste and welcome. In Kate's talk last night, really pointed to the foundation of the practice, which is being fully and deeply present to the body, from which our whole experience arises. In that same way, when we begin to reflect on the training of the heart to increase your capacity for kindness and compassion and joy and equanimity, we need to begin with the body itself. Just as in our meditation practice, you're exploring this fundamental distinction between the cognitive, the realm of your story, the narrative, and you return to the visceral sense of here and now, it's the same with the heart practices. And what I've found, and I always begin every metta talk with this, that the practice of metta, to me, is a kind of a jazz experience. You have to keep mixing it up to keep it alive, because you have to find ways where you access the feeling, not just the intellectual aspect. If you ever have ever done the classical phrases, when you're simply just saying the phrases, you know, may you feel happy, may you feel free, may you know peace, you know what it's like to have it get really, really dry. So I'd like to do a little reflection on the body, and we'll explore a couple ways of bringing a sense of kindness and compassion to the body and radiating it outward. There's some very interesting descriptions of the original teachings around the practice of metta, that when you can suffuse your body with this sense of well-being, of kindness, of friendliness, and so forth, you then explore radiating it out. And you can radiate it out to your allies and to neutral people and to difficult people, and you can also just radiate it out into space. So I'd like to explore just a couple things, but first there's a short reading I love by Robert Hall. You might like to just to close your eyes for a moment. It speaks to this intimate relationship you have within the body you are wearing now. Inside the bones and beating in the heart lives the one you have been searching for so long. But you must stop running away and shake hands. The meeting doesn't happen without your presence, your participation. The same one waiting for you there is moving in the trees, glistening on the water, growing in the grasses and lurking in the shadows you create. You have nowhere to go. The marriage happened long ago. Behold your mate. I'd like to take a moment just to offer a little bit of movement. If you can reach your arms up overhead. We explored this before. You can bring the tops of your hands right to the crown of your head. There's no strain here, but if you like, close your eyes and deepen and slow down and smooth out your breath. Imagine you can breathe your heart forward. You might draw your shoulder blades close together. And come just to a point that's just 75, let's say 75% of your capacity, no strain, but you've taken all the slack out of the muscles along the back of the neck and the shoulders and shoulder blades. Take a moment to listen to the body. And sense what feels free-flowing, what feels tight. And one more long, deep breath. You might lift the chin just slightly. And then reach the arms up overhead once again and let your body stretch and move in any way that feels good. Oh, let out any sounds. Oh. And you can let your hands drift down. As you take time to listen deeply to the aliveness of the body, there's something quite miraculous. What is the difference between your living, breathing body and a corpse? And this life force of prana or chi or ki or Holy Spirit, it animates your body, it runs your autonomic nervous system. It has a profound intelligence to it. It knows how to fight off a virus when it arises. It knows how to mend bones when they're broken. And as Kate said so beautifully, in this relationship between mind and body, the mind is constantly bossing the body around. The body is giving you messages all the time. The classic examples I love are this faint signal from your body when you're working on a project that says, I could really take a pee right now. And of course, the mind overrides it until the signal is so strong, you can't avoid it. Or late at night, a faint signal from the wisdom of your body saying, now would be the perfect time to lie down. And the mind says, the Daily Show's on in 5 minutes. Or you're looking forward to a wonderful meal and you're at the restaurant and the intelligence of your body says, hey, I have just achieved the optimal point of nutrition right now. And the mind says, but we haven't seen a dessert menu. Classically, what we do is we override the body. We take it for granted. In an ordinary person's life, the only time when this intelligence of the body can actually become dominant to the mind is when you fall asleep. You ever had that experience of feeling something coming on and you take a hot shower and have some tea and go to bed early and you feel fabulous in the morning? Somehow the intelligence of the body was able to reorganize things. So when you practice meditation or yoga or anything that brings you in contact with the body, you are shifting your relationship to the body. Rather than the mind in the driver's seat and the body in the back seat, you're actually letting the body move into the driver's seat and listening to what it has to tell you. It's giving you signals all the time. It's letting you know when you should be aware of danger. And it's also the repository of all of your memories, all of your pleasant memories, all undigested traumas. They're all there, right under the line, available for you. If you have ever in your life had the experience of looking at yourself in the mirror and being critical, maybe that hasn't happened in this room, you may be aware of how we tend to hold the body in contempt. Never quite strong enough, fast enough. So I'd like to lead just a series of reflections. And we'll do kind of a metta body scan. And first, we're going to do a little reflection on the challenges you've had with your body, the pleasure you've had with your body. And then as we move through this body scan, I'd like to invite you to explore what it means to hold that part of the body with some compassion or presence or kindness. And we'll all need to figure out how to do that. You might use a phrase, you might actually touch that part of the body, you might imagine it feeling warm or send light. This is metta as jazz, to find a way to connect with what it's like to generate a sense of gratitude, compassion to the body. And from there, we'll explore what it's like to offer this out. So if you like, you can close your eyes. You might slow down the breath just a little bit. And just sense what it's like to sit in this body right now. And you might do a little inventory as you reflect on your life and your body to this point. Where does stress and tension usually gather in your body? When things aren't going your way, can you locate where you tend to feel that? What bones have you broken? When you reflect on any chronic pain, where do you tend to feel that? And when you sense when the weather systems of strong emotions pass in your life, when you are visited by the weather system of anger, how does that register in the body? Your moments of sadness and disappointment, how does that resonate inside? And hopelessness or depression, how does your body hold that feeling? The times in your life when you felt unheard, not seen, pushed away. How does this reflect in the resonance of the body? And just as your body is a reflection of the unpleasant, it is also a reflection of your capacity to open not just to the 10,000 sorrows, but the 10,000 joys. You might just take a moment to sense the pleasure that you have felt. We'll explore through the sense doors. Times in your life when you have been delighted by touch. When you explore the sense door of sight, and taking the next minute or so to reflect on the times when you've been delighted. The sense door of smell. The smells that delight and enliven you in your life. The sense door of sound. reflecting on moments when you've been touched, opened, enlivened by sound. Moments in your life when you've been enlivened and delighted through the sense door of taste. As we now move into this body scan, as I mentioned, a part of the body, exploring what it's like to hold it with a sense of gratitude or appreciation or friendliness. And feel free to explore or modify the practice in any way. You might just say internally, thank you. Or you might imagine you're streaming light or color. Or warmth, or taking time simply to hold this part of the body in loving presence. There's no right way to do this. Beginning with the scalp and the crown of the head. In the forehead and temples. The eyes and the muscles around the eyes. In the back of the head and the base of the skull. And sensing the brain. Seeing that connective tissue between the brain and the skull. And sensing inside the head, the sinus cavities, inside the mouth, the trachea and throat, the lips and tongue and teeth, muscles of the face. In the back of the neck and the tops of the shoulders. the left shoulder blade. The right shoulder blade. And sensing down the length of the arms, and down through the elbows, the wrists. Backs of the hands. And the palms, thumbs, and fingers. Offering appreciation, gratitude, loving presence. The lungs and the heart. The diaphragm and rib cage. The lower back and the buttocks. And sensing the belly. The lower abdomen. Down through the floor of the pelvis. And sensing down the length of the legs, down through the knees, and the backs of the knees, and the kneecaps. Down through the ankles. And the tops of the feet and the toes. And then the soles of the feet and the heels. And you might imagine each cell of this body resonating in response to this well-wishing. May this body feel strong. May this body feel safe from inner and outer harm. May this body feel peace. May this body feel free from suffering. And you might like to take the next few minutes to just to sense if there's any particular part of the body that draws your attention. It might be a part of the body where you tend to hold chronic pain, part of the body that may not be fully healed, any part of the body that feels like it's calling for attention. And you might imagine that if a small child were holding this, or an animal, how would you hold it? If you could offer care for this part of the body as a loving parent would for a child, explore what it's like to stream your care, your well-wishing. And for these next few minutes, you might redirect your attention. If there is someone in your life that you know right now who may be suffering or going through a hard time, you might draw that person into your mind and heart. And imagining what their experience might be like for them. What do you imagine they are feeling? Letting yourself resonate, if it feels safe, with their experience. And in your own way, wishing them well. You might offer the phrase, as Thich Nhat Hanh offers, I care about this suffering. You might offer phrases, or in your own way, stream a sense of care. We'll now explore an approach to offering well-wishing in all directions. You might again just sense inside. In your own way, you might imagine the space inside your body suffused and filled with a sense of kindness, friendliness, of deep care. Feel or imagine the space inside your body resonating, vibrating with kindness, compassion. And can you imagine the space inside your body and the space in this room filled and suffused with a sense of kindness, compassion, and well-wishing? And sensing the immeasurable qualities of kindness and compassion, and joy and equanimity. Can you imagine the space in front of your body extending out beyond the furthest star, filled with metta, can you imagine the space behind your body extending out beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with the quality of metta? You feel or imagine the space to the left of your body extending out beyond the furthest star, filled with metta. Can you imagine the space to the right of your body, extending beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with this sense of metta? Can you imagine the space above your body extending beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with metta? Can you imagine or feel the space beneath your body extending beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with metta? Can you imagine all beings in all directions without exception, being touched by your well-wishing? All who are in pain, all who are hungry, all who are in trauma, all who feel repressed. May all beings feel peace. May all beings feel free from inner and outer harm. May all beings feel free from suffering. In these remaining minutes, letting your awareness explore this quality of immeasurable well-wishing, including the space beyond the furthest star, all beings, and each cell of your body. in these final moments, we'll do a little experiment. Sensing those who are seated right around you, behind you, in front of you, to your left and right. In these final moments, you might offer those in this circle around you, wishing them well. Wishing them ease, peace. And the inquiry in this final minute, is it possible to freely offer metta to those around you and simultaneously receive it? Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.